Bishop of Killaloe, Bishop Fintan Monaghan, is on the line. Bishop Fintan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you for joining us this morning. We've reported in our news today how you've taken what I'm sure has been an incredibly difficult decision to cancel all scheduled masses across the diocese. Can you just give us a bit of an insight into the background to that move and why that was the measure that you felt was most appropriate?
Sure. Well, sure, they're unprecedented times. I suppose the announcement of the Taoiseach yesterday came as a shock to us all. And I suppose we're trying to put measures in place that would, I suppose, reflect that sense of care for the common good and especially the most vulnerable at this really challenging time. And, you know, the protection of those that need our care. And it includes the very radical step, which I suppose has never been done since the time of St. Patrick, you know, that all masses right across the diocese are postponed.
Yeah, I could ask you that. Has it ever happened before that this step has been taken that you were aware of?
Indeed, I'm not aware that it ever has. We really are in new territory here. But and I suppose what we're trying to do is to be in line with the guidelines that the health service authorities have given to us and the protection of the vulnerable people that might possibly get the virus. So every effort has been made to look at all aspects of church life, which would include, of course, you know, a large proportion of the elderly within our communities or people that might be, suffering from various illnesses in different ways. So as you said, it's a radical step in suspending all masses. And confirmations, for example, are due to be in Ennis National School, a huge number of children to be confirmed this morning, and that's gone because all the schools are gone.
Yes. I presume that's the case for communion ceremonies as well, first communion ceremonies?
Yeah, well, you see, communion ceremonies are generally in the month of May, some of them being, for example, in Shannon in April, so that's slightly outside the current restriction.
Fair
but,
enough.
You know, it may roll on to that, but certainly confirmations are the most immediate in the sense that, you know, Ennis today is due to be in Ogunlow tomorrow, as well as Killinane and Fecal, and the whole series of other ones before the Easter as well. But that'll all be reviewed after the 29th of March.
What you said, with immediate effect, all confirmations have been postponed and they'll be rescheduled, or the rescheduling will be reviewed after all of this passes and you've got clarity, which is an understandable move. What is
Indeed.
The situation with regards to other services, and I'm thinking in particular funerals and weddings?
Sure. Well, this was, you know, funerals, everybody's entitled to a Christian burial, and the indications from the state are that indoor events, if they're under 100, and as well as keeping within the usual regulations that have been published clearly last week, that there'd be no shaking of hands, that there'd be no more than 100 would gather for it. It's fine to go ahead with the mass. Priests will be available. This facilities of churches will indeed be available. It is just the immediate family, I suppose, and with funeral homes, it would be a very difficult thing to legislate how numbers of people that would be coming through and how do you, you know, commiserate. Shaking hands is out.
It's the antithesis of being Irish, but at the same time, we all have to understand, I think we do understand, where the changes are coming about.
Sure, and I think everybody is reasonable in their approach to it, and I think we have to take this radical step, you know, to try and curb the spread of the virus and anything that can be done to do that, to protect, you know, vulnerable people and to avoid further illness and to avoid unfortunate deaths as we've already experienced. But I suppose funerals and then weddings would come under the same category. And you see, weddings are slightly different in the sense that they would have been pre-booked. And, you know, some people would have large weddings that could have up to 250, 300 people there. But the suggestion is, or the guidelines of the state, is that there'd be no more than 100. So
yes.
I suppose you're talking about immediate family again. And again, the services and the facilities are still there and available, but just to keep within that guideline of no more than 100 people. And in a place like Ennis Cathedral, it's a very large space and people can space out and there can be that meter between people, but in smaller churches that may not be possible or feasible, you know. And the same with baptisms as well. I suppose baptisms tend to be a smaller gathering and it's quite easy there to keep them, you know, we'd say under 100 people. And things like Eucharistic adoration, that's perpetual here in Ennis, and it's a small space, and the decision there is to you know, to use the cathedral for people that'll be open up right in the course of the day, and people can come and pray and are encouraged.
That was something I wanted to get onto. So just to be clear, weddings and funerals and baptisms are going ahead. You're asking people to limit the attendances to family and friends to keep under that 100 figure that government have talked about.
Indeed.
Churches are open.
The churches are open indeed, and the obligation of people to attend Mass, which is important for a lot of people that are faithful Mass goers, that is lifted. There's no obligation there. It's a crisis situation, so that what people are encouraged to do, that about 6 or 7 of the parishes and the dioceses have webcams, so if they wish, they can tune in, and they can, Masses will go ahead in closed doors, because we don't want people to be gathering. So the Masses will go ahead, for example, in Ennis, you have Mass at 20 to 8 in the morning at 11 o'clock, and you have 7:30 in the evening. Mm-hmm. So they can tune in on the webcam there, and the intentions that people had, if there was an anniversary Mass or so on, they will be said, and people can tune in that way.
And will the doors be closed for those services? I mean,
well, I suppose that's the only way to keep, because how can you stop, we'll say, if there was a big anniversary or a month's mine Mass and 400 people turned up?
Yes,
yeah. So maybe the most convenient thing and the most manageable thing is to close the doors for that period of time, and then open them up again for people to come and pray and worship then afterwards. Okay. Maybe the only way to manage this, you know.
I'll let listeners know as well that we here in Clare FM will be broadcasting Mass live at 9 a.m. this Sunday, because we know that a lot of people will be looking for that service as well. And for some, yes, the webcam option is there. For others, that's not a possibility. But we're looking to do our part as well at this time. So there will be live Mass this coming Sunday at 9 o'clock on Clare FM. Can I ask you, Bishop Fintan, you in your statement that was published overnight, you also have a call to prayer in effect. And you are urging people, as I'm sure many will do, to turn to their faith as a comfort at this difficult time. But can I ask you as well, do crises like this not shake one's faith? I mean, why do things like this happen?
Sure, it is. That's one of the big challenges of faith. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do earthquakes happen? Why do people die of cancer? Things like that. They call that in theological terms the problem of theodicy. And it's one of the big obstacles to faith. And, you know, great theologians like Robert Barron would feel that despite all the crises, man-made crises that are there within the church, that this is the biggest obstacle to faith. That, you know, how do you cope or how do you answer things like that? But that's part of the human condition, and it's our faith, I suppose, that gives us hope to be able to move on. And as Archbishop Gerald Martin said in Sean O'Rourke yesterday, there's two things that we can do at a time like this. Number one, look out for each other, and number two, to pray. And if you are a person of faith, it gives you that sense of hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel as such. And those two focuses as Christian people, it gives us that motivation to look out for the vulnerable, the sick, the poor, those that need our help at this time. And first to pray to God that we believe that we're not abandoned in that. And prayer is a wonderful, I believe, outlet that helps us to find expression of that. And it gives us that little sense of hope that we so badly need at a, you know, with all the bad weather, with this crisis as well, and with the, you know, knock-on financial effects and illness effects, it's going to be huge. And our faith will be a great crutch for us to lean on at a time like this. So it is, it's a major thing to be able to cope with. But, you know, one of the great things about Irish people is there is a great sense of community. And your previous speaker there from the council spoke about that. And people do look out for each other. And there still is a great sense of community right across the diocese, and especially in County Clare. People do look out for each other. And
I just think finally, and I know that it is much more than just this, but that Sunday Mass is a social outlet for many people, as well as a religious service, that the conversations and the people that they meet outside the church door, sometimes down the back of the church before the priest comes out, that they're very important as well. And people are going to miss those. And I think particularly with your very understandable decision in mind and other moves that are being made too, it's something for all of us to think of in terms of not allowing those who are vulnerable in our society in particular, not allowing them to become isolated or to feel lonely or abandoned at this time.
Sure, exactly. And we were just talking about that this morning, that, you know, we'll say the 11 o'clock Mass in the cathedral or the friary or wherever it is. For so many retired people, it's the block of their morning, and they gather and they chat, and they might go for a cup of coffee afterwards. and that will now be missing. And you know, the gathering of people and the lookout for each other, somebody's missing, the phone call, and that is so for that to continue and for people to be alert and to keep in touch with each other via phone or a message, that as long as there wouldn't be big gatherings. But the community is so important and very central at a time like that. And please God, people will continue to look out for each other, and God will not abandon us, I believe, at this difficult time and challenging time.
Bishop Fintan, we appreciate your time. The masses you talk of have been streamed online, will be available, I presume, on the parish websites, just to be clear?
Indeed, yeah. They're about, you know, the main parishes, the bigger towns, like, for example, Shannon and Ennis and Kilrush and, you know, Nina and places like that, they all have their webcams. And if they go onto the parish websites and the various different parishes, they'll see all the times that
Thank
are there,
as
well as the Clare FM Mass.
Indeed, that's
thanks
nice.
For that.
You're very welcome. Bishop Fintan Monaghan, we appreciate you taking our call. Thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Once more, our own Mass, 9 o'clock this coming Sunday morning here on Clare FM.